Hello again, folks. Well, I just came across a really interesting article in the magazine that I'm reading, and I thought that it might be especially interesting to someone like Paul O'Mahony, or to Bernie Goldbach, if he still listens to this, and also to Simon Toon. It's called Manifest Your Destiny, and it's by Jessica Cassidy. It was originally published in the January 2017 issue of Family Circle, but I'm seeing it in the latest issue of Our Special, which is my magazine that I subscribe to for blind ladies. Manifest Your Destiny. Journaling about the future can radically change the present. Dreams really do come true, if you write them down. And as if they've already happened. Yes, you read that right. The latest trend of, quote, future journaling encourages you to note how thankful you are to lose pounds, for example, even if you haven't hit the gym in months. And trust us, you'll want to try it. Quote, expressing gratitude for things we desire takes away our fears and worries about never having them, explains Jen Sincero, success coach and author of You Are a Badass. It makes getting the job you want or meeting that special someone feel not only possible, but probable. Write to the future you hope for with these transformative tips. Step 1, pick a power time. Whether just before bed when the house is finally quiet, or while sitting in the car waiting for your kid after hockey practice, find a regular time to journal. I write in the morning because that's when I'm most open, motivated, and trusting that things can go my way, says Caroline Heinkliff, a functional nutritionist in the Seattle area, who started future journaling more than a year ago. Set aside at least 10 minutes so you don't feel rushed. Step 2. Incorporate details, lots of them. Get very specific about what it is you're trying to create. That will help yourself see it more clearly, says Sincero. For example, if the goal is to grow your jewelry business, you might write with thanks about the excitement of having your sales hit a certain number or seeing a stranger on the street wearing one of your necklaces. Step 3, look for your luck. Be aware of how your actions and encounters propel you in the direction of your goal. I've been fortunate in that amazing professional opportunities have come my way, but I've also realized that every struggle is leading me toward what I want as well, says Caroline. A frustrating job means that I know to avoid a similar role in the future. A minor health problem may be a wake-up call to avoid a major one. Perceiving movement in a positive direction can build momentum. Step 4, make a habit. Write about things you desire week after week so you remain invested and focused. It helps with little things like arguments or annoying coworkers, so they stay little, says Christina Libby, CEO of the social works company, who future journaled about being employed as a university professor 3 years before it actually happened. Because my outlook is so far ahead, I'm able to be more patient as I wait for the good ideas to come and the right opportunities to happen, she says. Not sure what you desire? Spend 15 minutes writing nonstop and without judgment about how a perfect day in your life would look, says success coach Jen Sincero. You may discover a whole new future. Sorry, folks, this braille is getting a little faded, because I'm not the only one who's read it, so I was having a bit of a hard time. But I think you got the gist of it anyway.